Hi, David here, and welcome back to the channel, where we're looking at the automatic writings of the early 20th century media of James Paget. In the last video, we looked at the first message that Paget received from his wife Helen. In that message, Helen explained the role that Paget's father John would play in developing Paget's mediumship. Helen gave that message to Paget on May 31st, 1914, and his father came forward later that same evening to write his own message. "I am here, your father. I will try to tell you what we must do to form a band of spirit workers. Let me select them, and then you will not be troubled by bad spirits. You must not try to talk to everyone who may come to you, for that will work injury to you, and you will not be able to get the best results." I mentioned previously that when we are working with spirit, we don't just hold the door open to anyone. And here we see John Paget making that same point to his son. And this is an important point. Everyone passes over to spirit after leaving this earthly life behind. The good and the bad, the mischievous and the downright unhelpful. So we need arrangements in place to make sure the people we spend our time communicating with are people who can be relied on to guide us. Paget's father goes on to tell Paget who will be working with him. "Let me tell you whom you should have form the band. Your grandmother, your mother, Helen, Professor Salyards, Mr. Riddle, and myself will be enough to help you in your exploration of spiritualism. Yes, I will have them come, and you can ask them yourself if they will join." Now, most of us, when we start developing as mediums, have not even begun to reach the point where we can communicate with people in spirit as clearly as this. But Paget's early ability with automatic writing means that his father can explain to him very clearly what arrangements are being put in place. For Paget, this plays an important part in helping him to trust in the work that he is doing, and to trust that the people coming forward are who they say they are. Paget hasn't grown up as a spiritualist. He's only just starting to understand what mediumship is about. And he's at the beginning of his journey, still not quite sure what he thinks of it all. His guides in spirit know this and see the reassurance that he needs. He then writes automatically the following word, "grandmother." This prompts him to ask her if she will be part of his band of helpers. "Yes, I will, and you will be a successful medium and will not need to go to the seances where you went on Friday night, as they are not helpful to you in the way of progressing in your investigations." This is interesting. Whichever spiritualist meeting Paget attended recently, his grandmother is obviously aware of it and has decided that the motivation or interests of the people there are not likely to be helpful to Paget. Then he writes, "mother." So at this point, he asks his mother if she is there and will be part of his band. She replies, "Yes, I am. I certainly will be, and you will not be troubled by bad spirits, for your father and grandmother will keep them away from you." So obviously the plan is to do a certain amount of filtering in terms of the people who are going to be allowed to communicate with Paget. Paget then writes, automatically again, the name of one of his old law professors, now in spirit, Professor Salyards. Paget asks if he is there. "Yes, I am, and I will be one of the band to help you. You will be my mouthpiece in my writing to the world, the thoughts that I desire to make known on subjects that are of interest to mankind. Keep well, and I will soon let you write my ideas of this life and of what I find to be the real truth of the love of God and the love of man. Yes, I will show my face in the photograph, and then you will know that I am one of your band. Professor Saliards is obviously looking forward to being able to communicate through Paget, although, as we'll see, he certainly doesn't get Paget to himself. One point of interest here is that Saliards seems to distinguish between natural human love, the love of man, and the love of God. We have here a very early hint of something that is going to be central to the messages that are subsequently given to Paget. Also, in the message from Helen that we looked at in the last video, she suggested to Paget making an appointment with a photographer with the intention of Helen and others showing themselves in the photographed image. Again, we see Paget's guides planning ways in which they can give him some form of evidence to help him trust more fully in the communications that he is receiving from them. So here we have Professor Saliards giving Paget a heads up that he's planning to show himself in the photograph. Paget then writes the following name, Mr. Riddle. A.G. Riddle is a former law colleague of Paget's, and again he asks if he is there. Yes, I am, and I will be one of the band. You will not be annoyed by any others than the ones your father has named. I will write to you what my beliefs and thoughts are of the life here, so that you may know that I am a spirit in search of the truth. You will see that I am not one who knows everything, but will try to learn whatever is possible, and will tell you what I have learned. Yes, and I will let you see that I have my moustache and goatee, just as in my earthly life. Riddle makes the important point that just because he's now in spirit doesn't mean that he knows everything. He describes himself simply as a spirit in search of the truth, continuing to explore, continuing to learn, eager to find things out. And we also have Riddle telling Paget that he intends to show himself in the planned photograph along with the others. The question of people in spirit still having a visual appearance sometimes makes people wonder, if we have left behind the physical form so that we are now a soul in the spirit world, what are we left with? What we're left with is a spiritual body, which is a kind of counterpart to the physical body, which we have while we're here during this earthly life. One way to think of the spiritual body is as the soul's self-image, which we create during our earthly life. It's the image of ourselves that we project in spirit. To some extent, that self-image takes its cue from the physical appearance, simply because our self-image is formed from the very intimate relationship we have with our physical body during earthly life. To some extent, our self-image reflects the kind of person we are. And that is the aspect that is suddenly on show when we don't have the mask of the physical form to hide behind anymore. At this point in the message, James Paget's father comes back in to conclude, saying, "You can go to the photographer as soon as you find it convenient, and we will be there, and you will see us all. I will be in my naval uniform, and then you will be convinced that I am living. Go to bed and rest. Your father, John Paget." The other message I want to take you through today is also from Paget's father, just over 3 months later, on September 14, 1914. So at this point, Paget has had a few months practicing automatic writing, becoming familiar with the process, getting to know the people who are communicating through him, coming to trust in them. At this point, something happens that he finds very challenging. The message begins, "I am here, your father. I am happy, and so is your mother, for you are much better spiritually than when you were a boy. You are commencing to see the true teachings of the Bible. Let your teachings be in Christ, as he is the truth and the way and the light. So far, so good. But then Padgett is told something that he finds difficult to take on board. It was Jesus of the Bible who came to you on Saturday night. I know because I was with him, and know it was he. He is not an impostor, as your friend thinks, but he was Jesus of Nazareth, and he is the only one in all the spirit world who has the wonderful countenance of love and truth. He is the one true Son of God who can show you and your friend the way from your sins. Believe in him and do not let the teachings or false statements of other spirits cause you to have doubts as to his being the true Christ. Keep his love fresh in your hearts, and he will come to you again. He is the true Jesus that was hung on the cross and arose again from the dead. Be not deceived by the spirits who say that he cannot come to you or your friend. He is your friend, and he loves you both as his younger brothers. Now, I don't know about you, but if someone told me that Jesus of Nazareth was communicating with me, I would be highly sceptical, to the point of wondering if I had lost the plot, which is exactly Panchit's response. He simply doesn't believe it. The friend mentioned in the message is Dr. Leslie Stone, who was a close friend of Panchit's, encouraging him in the writing of the messages, and who went on to transcribe and publish the messages after Padgett's death. But at this stage, both Padgett and Dr. Stone are firmly of the view that whoever communicated through Padgett, claiming to be Jesus, is an impostor, just causing mischief. Padgett even threw that first message away, so we don't even know what it said. I have a huge amount of sympathy with that reaction. When I started exploring mediumship, I was still very sceptical of many of the things claimed for it. But I have family members, my paternal grandparents, who were healers and who related some remarkable things to me after being involved in the spiritualist movement over many years. Things that were completely beyond my own experience. So I had to face the challenge of being told things that were utterly beyond the norm, yet being told these things by people I had known my whole life and trusted not to deceive me or themselves. The struggle that presents you with is very real and very tricky. And the only way forward you have is either to ignore what you're being told or to press on and keep pushing and exploring and testing. Anyway, Padgett's father continues, Jesus is the personality that took the form of a man and lived on earth, teaching the truths of God. The truths that Jesus taught are the everlasting things that will save the human race from their sins. He is a spirit just as we are, although he is so very far above us in the spirit life and in his knowledge of God that we all who believe in God look up to him as our teacher. Let his love for you keep you in the true way to eternal life and happiness. Goodbye, and may God bless you, your father. Now, we saw in a previous message from Padgett's wife, Helen, that she looks upon Jesus as a man of God, but not as God. She also said that Jesus was often with them, although she didn't explain in detail quite what she meant by that. In this message, we have Padgett's father making the same point, that far from being God, Jesus is, as he puts it, a spirit just as we are, although spiritually very much more advanced. For Paget, of course, much the more challenging part of this message is his father's statement that Jesus did, in fact, communicate with him through automatic writing. Paget has a certain openness of mind, hence his exploration of mediumship. But broadly speaking, his background is that of a Protestant Christian, which makes this message from his father, John, an extremely difficult one for him to accept. This message was given on September 14th, 1914. Paget's mother, it seems, has been paying attention to the delivery of this message and to her son's reaction. And she realises that if Paget is to continue to trust in what he is receiving by way of automatic writing, then he's going to need a lot of encouragement and reassurance. So the following day, she comes forward with her own message as to what's going on here. And that's the message I want to take you through in the next video. So I hope you'll join me for that and that you found this one interesting. Do that like and subscribe thing if you can bear it, and click on the notification bell, as it does help to introduce the channel to others who might be interested. In the meantime, thank you for watching, for listening, and I'll see you soon. Take care.